Well, hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. We are in Cobtober, but the talk of the town has been the garrick. Guys, there is garrick all over the place. So go and get onto a boat. If you do not have a boat, phone a friend that has a boat. If you do not have a friend that has a boat, go and book a charter, because you will be getting garrick. Guys, there are garrick coming out on virtually every bait you can think of, even usuries. Now, apart from the garrick, we have got an incredible amount of catches coming out of the South Coast. The South Coast continues to be the area of the week producing the fish. Not to say that there isn't any other fish up on the North Coast. There are a few, but South Coast is dominating the news. As for Durban, well, like I said, it's garrick, it's bottom fishing. It is an amazing time if you're an offshore angler. The sea is flat like a lake, or for some guys I've been saying it's like a pancake. It is flat, it is clean, it is absolutely beautiful out there. As for the rock and surf side, well, like I just said, a variety of species, but the inedibles are starting to make their appearance, and make their appearance in a good way throughout all our main spots in KZN. And the freshwater, well, things are a little slower this week, but scaly action is still getting those rods bending. So guys, we are going to get into all of it in this week's show, as we always do. But before we do, guys, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. And these are the stores you can go and get the products that you need for this amazing season that we are on right now.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, the Kingfisher is doing an amazing job with the holiday makers out there. We are having such huge smiles on our fishing side in KZN. And like we said, the guys at Kingfisher are there to help you. So if you need any advice with the fish that are coming out over this season, go and chat to them. And if you need to up your game, if you're more of a weekend angler and you want to go and start targeting that inedibles that are coming about, they have the professionals out there. So guys, let's get into the show. Now, before we start the show, just a reminder, shad season is closed. So we are going to have some of our reporters talking about some shad coming out. This was just before the 1st of October, where the guys were really enjoying the spoils. But what I am pleased to announce, that there has been shad caught throughout the week, but the guys have been putting them back. So looks like we do have some responsible anglers out there. So no need for me to have a rant on this week's show as I did last season. Maybe we are making a difference. Well, I hope we are. Guys, we are going to start off with Adam down the South Coast, where he's talking about that big, big blue shad. He's talking about Brasher, a lot of garrick and the areas you are going to get them. Now, I'm going to leave it to him to tell you exactly what is going on down there. But before I get into that, let me just remind you, he has sent through some amazing catches, and those catches can be seen on our Angler News YouTube channel. But for now, it's all about the podcast, and here is Adam reporting from the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well during these school holidays. Now, I know it's only a bit of a short holiday, but you know what? It definitely breaks the mundane. Now, if you're sitting at home and you're trying to keep the kids entertained and you don't know what else to do, guys, definitely get them involved in fishing, because it is fun for everybody. And we've had some really good weather the last couple of days. Fishing's been really exciting down the Lower South Coast. And things have definitely started picking up, especially after those heavy seas that we had recently, Vinesh. So things are looking good. You know, we've had quite a few shad coming out just before the season closed, and we had a couple of big, big, big shad popping up here and there. Definitely those, I would say, blue shad that we should be respecting and putting back, and a few nice ones caught in between. So nice to see that about. We've also had plenty of brusher in and about the Lower South Coast, with Damien catching himself a really, really nice size one recently. We've also had a few garrick coming out, or I would say plenty of garrick coming out between the block and number four, with live mullet still again being the bait of choice. Guys have been throwing a few plugs and paddle tails and landing the odd garrick here and there, but I would say live mullet has definitely been the fire for sure. We also had a couple popping up at Margate Pier, with Bradley landing himself a really nice beaut of a garrick. Rock fishing, however, is still doing very well on the lower south coast, Finesh, with blacktails and stone bream aplenty from big and small to keep the kids busy while dad and mom or the grandparents try for the bigger one, especially those bronzies. I mean, we're talking about a 4.5 kilo bronzies, 3 kilo bronzies, these being some bass-sized bronzies around, and the odd chalyun in between here or there, or black bream. So things have really been good rock fishing. There's been loads of lanternfish or cave bass as well popping up here and there. So, Vinesh, definitely rock fishing has been on fire down on the south coast again. So I'm really, really super stoked about that. In terms of non-eds, we've had a few small hounds and a couple of crickets here and there, and the odd small grey shark, and also the skates and rays have been popping up here and there again. Port Edward being a place for the flatfish recently. So things have been really good. You know, just to reiterate on that point, looking for the weather this coming weekend, it doesn't look too bad, I must admit, with Friday being a predominantly south wind between 15 to 20 k's per hour, dropping in the evening down to 8 k's as the wind turns to a north. Saturday, however, it does go back to a south-southeast in the morning, picking up in the evening to a bit of a southwest, gusting up to 40 k's per hour for a few hours, Vinesh. It does drop, though, on Sunday midday at around lunchtime, I would say, with the south wind kicking the swell up to around 2 meters plus. Friday and Saturday will be the pick, however, with the swell sitting at around 1.5 meters with a bit of rain predicted on Sunday. But again, we're waterproof, guys, so, you know, let's just get out there, right? So things have been pretty good. In terms of the non-eds, I would say it's slowly but surely picking up little bit. As we know, moving into December time, we really start getting into the swing of things. Coptober is definitely coming around pretty soon. As we know, it's now. So we've seen a few of the smaller ones popping up here and there. So yeah, definitely, you know, it's going to get good. It should get good if, holding thumbs, toes, fingers, crossing eyes and everything else, Vinesh, the weather just plays its part and, you know, the sea just does what it needs to do, just not get angry and, you know, messy like it did, you know, a week or so ago. So I do think we should have some good fishing this coming weekend. But otherwise, guys, I really hope that everyone has an awesome school holidays. Please stay safe out there and remember your fishing licenses, as DAF is around. And they are checking, you know, they are checking for permits and bag limits and size and stuff. And they've also been checking the ski boat guys on top of that as well. So if you are coming down for the holiday with your boat, make sure all your paperwork and safety equipment is in order. So that being said, guys, I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. Tight lines and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. What a great time happening down in the South Coast, guys. Like Adam said, it is an amazing time to take the kids out. You know, they still got a couple days of school holidays left. Send them back with that bragging rights and head down to the South Coast. You will get those rods bending. But like Adam says, this weekend's weather is virtually a carbon copy of last week, where we've got from today being Thursday, Thursday afternoon right through to Saturday afternoon, where it is going to be an absolute perler, and then we're going to get those winds, but it's just for that short period. So you know what, enjoy Sunday breakfast and then get out there again. So now that is our lower south coast. Moving down to Warner Beach and Manzantoti, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher, where Gary has also experienced some good weather conditions. He's experienced some good fishing. He is under the weather with the flu, but the rest of the Warner Beach area is producing the goods. Guys, here is Gary from the Kingfisher, Warner Beach.
Evening, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher. A good day. Good evening to you all. Yeah, I'm... It's amazing, you know, that the shad season closes and the shad rock up. And I heard there were some big shad, there have been some really big shad caught. Chapters has to, you know, fish ethically, and you've got to decide if you're an angler or a fisherman. And angler is the ethical fellow, in my opinion. But it's unreal, eh? It's absolutely crazy, really. Yeah. Having said that, there's still some good brusher. Well, there will be around. Big stumpies, a couple of garrick. And I've just been thinking of brusher while I'm sitting here. I've had a touch of influenza, so I haven't been on the beach. I hate it. It was my favorite time of the year, actually. But brusher is funny. A fish I've seen quite a bit when I've been diving for crayfish. And you come out the water, and very, very, if you go and if I would go and fish for them, I'd catch them pretty quickly thereafter. I remember one day at Hotel Rocks one afternoon, I dived there over the springtide. The sea was flat, the pancake this time of the year, and clear. And it was when sometimes when you dive and you can get into places you can't on the white water for the crayfish. And I swam with two big brasher there feeding on that ledge. It sort of runs in the front and to the left of the rock in front there at Hotel Rocks. And I watched these fish eating, how they ate, their technique to sort of anchor themselves with their tail, stand on their heads almost and just rip that limpet off. Unreal. Now, having said that, you can land them on pretty light tackle because I've had it once or twice been catching brasher and then you hook a stumpy or pompon and you think, gee, I've got a really big brasher on you, and you see it's just a normal size, one of those fish, you know. The stamina wise is not the greatest. And although he has an ability when you bring him into the sand, try and land him, that he can stay upright. So on the beach, he'll always go down again. Just when you think, well, he's up, I've got him now, but he's still upright. He'll just turn and then go straight down. I've seen guys pull hooks like that quite a bit too. But yeah, that's the situation. Got a bit of bait in Durban and numbers of garrick with him, eh? The guys on the boats catching bait, catching garrick as well, grabbing the mozzies or the mackerel. Some big snook there off Umgani as well. So, yeah, let's see what the weekend brings, and a tight line to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Yes, like you said, you might think we have a stumpy or something on, but it is that brusher. So great advice on fishing for that brusher. And like you said, yes, as we get into the close season, that's when the shad come on the bite. But you know what? It is on the bite because they are there to breed. And yeah, let's do the responsible thing. Like Gary says, you are either a fisherman or an angler, and an angler does things ethically. So guys, that is Warner Beach and a Manson Toti. Now moving on to Durban, where things are looking absolutely fantastic. It is that mad garrick run that is going on, and it is Cobtober, and yes, the shad on the bite like we just said, but just a reminder again, it is the close season, so when you do get them, put them back. Guys, here is Mike V followed by Brad with this week's Durban Fishing Report.
How's it, my buddy? Hope you guys had a good week and got some bending rods in. The last couple of days there has been some scattered bite all over the place again. From shad, even though it is close season, the guys are still getting some shad. They're not keeping them, they are putting them back. Garrick, there's been quite a few garrick around. The boats have been getting a hell of a lot more than the rock and surf guys, but there have been some lovely cob have come out, some bronze bream have come out, a couple stumpies, and the flatfish are starting to make a nice appearance. There's quite a few blue rays around, I've heard of a few diamonds, some small honeycombs, a couple sandies, things like that. So rock and surf is warming up when the conditions are right. It's well worth going down and having a throw. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys have been getting some garrick, well not some, a lot of garrick. The mackerel are around, so those are putting live mackerel and getting a lot of garrick. There have been quite a few snook around, the odd cooter. Hopefully the yellowfin start now, so there will be some good game fish around. On the bottom, guys are still getting keelback and doggers, as well as a normal rock cod, stingers, soldiers, all those things. So whichever way you're going on the ski boat or the paddle ski, the guys are getting some good bite. In the bay, the oaks are getting some big grunter. There have been quite a few big grunter, as well as a lot of kingies, as have been getting on paddle tails mainly, and some surface poppers in the dock. Not giant ones on the lures, but all good sized fish. Some nice fun and games and the live spinning stuff. Guys, hope you all get tight lines for the weekend.
All right, good day guys, Brad here, Linsky, Fishing Charters. Guys, fishing over the last week. Bottom fishing, been the odd rock cod, a couple of stringers, soldiers. Yeah, but the highlight of the week has definitely been the garrick. Now, they're sitting off the Blue Lagoon area, just on the shop net side of it. They've been quite prolific. We managed to catch a couple of them while even trying to catch bait on Yuzuri's, a fight of a life on the small ultralight tackle. Yeah, so guys, definitely the garrick are around, have fun, the water's warming up. So guys, enjoy your fishing, tight lines, and good luck.
Wow, does it get any better than that? Did these guys mention every species out there that we can catch from Durban or what? Guys, well, Mike, Brad, thank you so much for such a fantastic report. Now, just a reminder, you can get Mike's prediction for this weekend at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. And if you want to check out this Garrick that Brad is talking about, the one that is caught on Usuri's, well, look at our YouTube channel, Angler News. So, guys, that is our Durban report. Well, Durban all the way down to South Coast. Now, moving up to the North Coast, Jesse is sounding a lot happier than he was last week. The conditions were in his favor. In fact, the conditions were a little too perfect as of yesterday. And he's going to tell you, and well, actually, he's going to explain to you why fishing is a bit difficult when those conditions are but too perfect. So, when we are out there as anglers and we do not catch a fish and we go back and we say, oh, no, the conditions were too perfect, and someone can't understand why, this is exactly how you can explain to them why you didn't get fish when those conditions were that amazing.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. Nice to see some slightly warmer weather coming through. We've had some goodies over the last few days. Wind seems to be picking up and dropping throughout the day. We've had some good sessions, some good gaps in the weather. For the most part, so the guys have been getting some fishing done, and what's quite nice about that is all of the guys on school holidays and the parents have taken a bit of leave with them, and they're kind of going down and having a bit of fun, you know. We were expecting terrible conditions, and there's just been, the sea's been good to us. We've had some good breaks. The guys are catching a couple of fish. It's not fireworks, but I think it will contribute to catches largely to the fact that we've had a lot of people down there fishing. So I've heard nothing but good stories from the guys that have been reporting back to us in the shops here. And I think it's just going to get better, given that the weather seems to be stabilizing somewhat in the next week. We do have a little bit of bad weather coming through, but for the most part, it's going to be all right. So I think the main thing that I've heard in the last week is that the guys are catching a lot more bronze bream, a lot more stone bream, and the smaller species like your carantine and all of that have been around. With the only exception being yesterday when the sea was so flat in the morning that there was absolutely nothing around. Even the guys going down and throwing little 2-inch lures, trying to catch a little blacktail or flagtail or something like that. They were looking around in the rock pools for fish and they could not see one fish. So I was just explaining to one of my customers, he's been catching the entire week, you know, he's been coming in and asking what to use for the little blacktails and the little kingies and wrasse and all of that. And I've given him stuff and he's been completely successful, 100% success rate every day of the week so far. And then just yesterday morning, he really suffered with not even seeing a fish. So, you know, he came in and he was a little bit perplexed and he said to me, you know, what's the story? Why are there no fish around? The conditions are absolutely perfect. Now, I just explained to him that in those conditions, it's incredibly easy for certain species to hunt for their prey. They've got very good vision. They're a lot faster than their prey. So unless those fish, the bait fish, go into hiding, there's no way they'll survive the flat conditions. And it's not like that with all species. Certain species like kingfish, which know their terrain and habitat better than almost any other species, they will benefit from rough conditions because they can use it to their advantage when it comes to ambushing prey. And they're very fast and nimble around the rocks. And like I said, they know the structures where they reside very well. So they can still use it, and that's why you'll see that in the rough conditions, especially in a rough westerly, the kingfish do turn on the bite quite nicely. But for the most part, the other species, they're not fast enough. For example, your rock cod, which absolutely loves to eat a little blacktail or flagtail or something like that, they are not fast enough to catch them. So they do rely on certain conditions to benefit their hunting. So you'll find that a lot of the species go off the bite. If we take a look at our conditions here and our rock structures, from Le Mercy all the way up through to Sheffield, you don't only have your rocks inshore. When I say inshore, I'm talking right along the shoreline. You've got your primary set of rocks in most places, and then you have secondary and even tertiary sets of rocks as you go out into the deep. And what happens is when the conditions are not favorable, a lot of the fish actually in the early hours of the morning or when it's going into the evening or whatever the case may be, when they feel comfortable, they move off from the shallower reefs and they go into the deeper reefs where they use other things to benefit their safety. So, for example, maybe deeper caves, bigger rock structures and all of that type of stuff. So, and that is a lot of the time what happens. So the guy yesterday was telling me he didn't even see one little blacktail, not a blenny, nothing in the rock balls. I said to him, you'll probably find that a lot of them are still there, but they've moved so deep into the little cracks and crevices, and they won't come out until conditions favor their safety. So that is one thing that makes fishing extremely difficult. I would say when it gets like that, it's very pleasant to be down at the beach. You can have a lot of fun, you can have a swim, but for the most part, you're not going to have really good catches. So I would say, just go down and have some fun. Put a bait out, try for a fish on a deeper reef and go from there. So the explanation that I've just given holds true for the most part and for your smaller fish, your edible fish. When it comes to your bigger fish, your non-edibles, your fat fish and your sharks, it really only holds true for the smaller species because some of the main diets of a bigger shark consists of smaller flatfish or smaller sharks. The flatfish are fairly slow moving compared to a shark, and they actually graze on them frequently. So you'll see that it changes somewhat, but for the most part, what's going to happen is those sharks and flatfish will still be there for you to catch. And they'll also be out on the prowl because they can't find as much food. They'll be out looking. If I can say, you can't write off a catch ever. You can never ever say, okay, well, the conditions are, it's too flat, I'm not going to catch. Always go down there and put a bait out because you never know what's going to happen. I've caught fish in every single condition imaginable. It's just that the productivity fluctuates. In those conditions, you might not catch two or three, you might catch one, but it's still worth going and putting a line out there. Again, put your bait a little bit further out. While we're on the topic of your inedibles, I have seen a little bit of a better showing in the last week than previously. And it's been mainly a couple of diamonds, one or two browns that have come out, and then just a mixed bag of your shark species, and it's been predominantly your smaller ones, quite a few milkies and spinners, but I've seen a black tip or two in the mix. And to be honest, if I can recall properly, it was a really decent sized grey shark that came out. When I say decent size, on our coastline here, 20 kilo grey shark is a decent size. From time to time, you do get the much bigger ones, but nothing compared to like in the sardine run, where you get them in excess of 300 plus kilos. That was quite nice to see. And that basically sums it up for the rock and surf. As I said, it was much better than the previous weeks, but we're still not in full form. We can still do a lot better. I think the weeks to come are going to prove very productive when the weather stabilizes a little bit. When we get into our really good rainy season, what's going to happen is the rivers are going to come down a lot. It's going to put a lot of color in the water. When the water heats up, mixed with that off-color water, there's going to be a lot of bait fish in the water as well. And you'll see that's when the flatfish and the sharks really start to pick up. So you always hear people talk about the summer flatfish and the summer inedible fishing. That is basically what causes it. So I've got my sights on that. Can't wait to hear what the guys are doing out there. And I think we're going to have a really good run this year. With the amount of bait we've had offshore, out in the deep. I think it might bring those fish in. So let's see what happens there. As far as your ski boating goes, I'd say we've had some pretty decent catches of garrick this week. When I say decent, it's been no better than 2 months ago, but it's been a lot better than the previous month. It was just all in all quite good. A lot of the guys that went out there were catching, and then I did see that one of the gents that I spoke to yesterday said that if you had a bait in the water, now I'm not too sure where he was fishing, he said if you had a bait in the water, you would have a garrick. So I think they have really turned on the bite tenfold in the last day or two. If the conditions can stay decent, I think we're going to have a decent run for them with them on the next week. As far as your other species go, I didn't see as many snook catches this week, but they are still around, and I have seen one or two at least. So again, it's going to fluctuate, but let's hope for the best next week. As far as bass fishing is concerned, the bass fishing waters are all doing incredibly well at the moment. A lot of the guys, for the sake of keeping their spots safe, I don't generally like to tell people where they're fishing, but what I can say is that 90% of the fish have been at our inland dams, and then our dams on the north coast here, it's been quite good, and the farm dams are producing really, really good fish. A lot of small fish in the shallows in most of the dams, small bass that have spawned and now are becoming fodder for the bigger fish. So it's probably one of the better times to get down there and just have a lot of fun with the kids. Put on a little fluke style bait, a little jerk bait, top waters in the afternoon. You can have a lot of fun with that. Guys, I think that's about it. I'm waiting for some really good news from next week. I've got a good feeling about this week coming up. I hope it lives up to my mind's expectations, but let's see what happens. And again, please let us know what's happening out there. It helped us massively with this report. So yeah, guys, thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse. I'm glad to hear that the fishing is a lot more active than it was last week because of last week's sea conditions. In fact, this week it's a little too perfect, but you hit the nail on the head as to why we may not get some fish on those brilliant conditions. However, it is the school holidays and the fish are on the bites. Well, more so on that rockfish species. So get the kids out there. And if you're an offshore angler, well, garrick and snooker are on the bite. Guys, that was Jesse's report. He has a good feeling about next week. So stay tuned for what comes out over, well, this upcoming week's fishing report. Now moving on to Imtanzini Banks, we are with Nick, where things were a little quiet. There were one or two rods bending. The river is looking very positive, but this is his full report of what has been going on at Imtanzini over this past week.
Hi, Vinesh. Let's talk it off and surf. I actually don't know what's going on at the banks. I haven't been down there for quite a while. When we had that big storm, it washed all the backline away, the back sandbanks on our main beach. They're only starting to rebuild now, so I assume that must have happened at the banks. The structure must have changed a hell of a lot. Yeah, the hot spots at the moment seem to still be Doggy Beach and the old ramp as opposed to the main beach. The guys aren't getting a lot of fish there. But the chaps that are fishing doggies are fishing more for those big shad. But they're still here. We've got a couple of weeks left and then close season for 2 months. And then the river still, it's actually getting better and better as we go along. There's a hell of a lot of mullet in the river at the moment, which is a good sign. But yeah, deep sea, very slow at the moment, both for bottoms and game fish. Guys have been trying to catch snook and tuna. You've got to go out far for the tuna. Talking about like out at High Point, places like that. That's the only place really that's going to perform at this time of the year. We're sort of in that funny period in between. But you know, if you do go out, you will catch bottoms, but yeah, it's very slow going. But nobody's been for a while, so we'll see what happens over the rest of the week. Guys, have fun.
Thank you, Nick. Another good, honest report, my friend. And I'm glad to hear that the river is starting to look a bit more promising. Now moving up to Richards Bay. Guys, it is Cobtober. Looks like there are the cob on the bite. It's looking very promising on that end with a few reports coming through. There's also been a couple inedibles on the bite. And if you're fishing that harbor end, well, once again, it is Garrick. So the guys are getting some Garrick, the odd GT in the harbor as well. So Richards Bay looking pretty good. Conditions are looking good. The water's looking good. If you're on holiday, you are having a fantastic time. And another area that is full of holiday makers is St. Lucia. So I chatted to my friend Boise earlier today, and he says there are cob at the river mouth. So guys, Cobtober, it is fully on. Now, there are a lot of holiday makers that are coming into the tackle stores at St. Lucia, and they are heading up to Cape Vital. No reports of what's been coming out as yet, unfortunately, but there seems to be a lot of activity if everyone's heading out there. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater, where we are with Jan, and he's talking about four seasons in 1 week, low and clear water. In fact, he's saying they are fishing for rocky fish. So what is all that about? Well, we are going to leave Jan to tell us more about it. Guys, here's Jan from the Kingfisher, Pietermaritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So while not all four seasons over a weekend that we reported on previously, it sure was a 50-50. With extremely hot and blustery conditions to start, and then cold and light rain to follow, and some 10 plus degrees change from one day to the next. If you were out throwing a line, I certainly hope that you caught the best of it. And top tip here, guys, watch that weather forecast, as the Norwegian weather gods are predicting the same again. So keep an eye out. Again, all that little bit of mizzle bit did was to settle some dust for the day, and sadly get my lawn excited, which adding to the weekend chore list. And not my favorite activity by a long stretch. Back to the blistering conditions it was at the start of this week, and with the rivers looking skyward for more of the drippy stuff. I was in the Northern Berg last weekend, and although I had been warned, took gear along in the hopes of throwing a line for a scaly or a rainbow trout on the upper together. It was in vain, and images I sent to regulars that frequent the area said it's the lowest that they've ever seen up there. It's stonefish country up there, I'm afraid. After the initial excitement of the river season opening last month, the anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club are now starting to hang back in the wait for rain. There was only a single return from the Moy River over the past week, with a couple of good fish just shy of the 12-inch or 30-centimeter mark to show though, and probably from the deeper runs. Water temperature wasn't reported, but with the recent spells of heat, pretty sure that the temperatures will be on the up. Not a good thing for the fish, and especially in the upper skinny water beats. Please handle your fish with care and get them back as quickly as possible. It seems like Sunday will be the usual day for fishing on the weekend, as there were only two returns from the NFFC Stillwater Anglers. Good news again, that it appears that the NFFC stocking program is going well, as one of the reports showed the angler getting stuck into the stockies in the 7 to 9 inch, that is 18 to 23 centimeter, and 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeter range. With some better fish showing up in the 15 to 17 inch, 38 to 43 centimeter, and 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter brackets in between. Some private waters produced recently though. Pietermaritzburg lady angler Carmen Barnes got stuck into a mixed bag of brown and rainbow trout at Trout Bagger, a well-known Midlands venue for trout and bass. No word on the Stillwater temperatures though, but it is important to note as it will greatly assist in where and how you fish a body of water, still waters in particular. As we progress into the heat of summer, fish might be found cruising the shallows in the early morning, once waters have cooled overnight. Daytime temperatures, however, will send fish, and trout especially, down into the depths as they look for the cooler oxygenated water, while the surface waters get baked. A thermometer should be a part of every angler's kit. Once again, a deathly silence of fishy tales and pics on the bass fishing socials continues. Word has it that Albert Falls continues to be very tough at present, while Midmar is producing, the fish apparently in full spawn. But as they say, no pics, no proof. So guys, come on now, time up for a bit of a show and tell. The scaly anglers are grinning from ear to ear, however, with river conditions as they are in the upper beats, and ask me how I know this. The lower sections are where the action is at present, and some cracking fish have been reported from the Umkomas River. Plenty of fish in the 20 to 40 centimeter, that is 8 to 16 inch bracket, that will keep one busy, but it's the reports of the Lunkers which will keep on going back at the prospect of getting stuck in. The NFFC beat on the Umco did just that this weekend, with three fish that topped the 21-inch, that is 53-centimeter mark, and the biggest of which stretched into the 25-27-inch, that is 63-to-68-centimeter bracket. Now that is a proper scaly. Well done, and congrats to Andre Forster, who said that it was, quote-unquote, just the best day ever. Chap, I can imagine. On the yellowfish front, Sterkfontein season is just around the corner, and there are few reports of anglers headed north already for what is arguably South Africa's best sight fishing venue for cruising yellows. We look forward to reporting as the season hots up. So that's a wrap, guys. Tight lines, get out there and throw that line, and do stop in the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you so much, Jan. What an interesting report. Yes, definitely a week of four seasons all in one. And with the lack of rain and low water conditions, yeah, it definitely does feel like stonefish country in your end. Jan, thank you so much for such a great report and for explaining how to fish in the shallows, well, during the morning and during the day when it heats up, go and fish deep. Great knowledge, my friend. Always enjoying your reports. So guys, that rounds off our KZN fishing report for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was enough to get you excited to get out there this weekend, because it is looking absolutely fantastic. Like we said, South Coast has definitely produced more of a variety of fish. Not to say that there isn't any up on the North Coast. It's just they're a little more far and few in between. So if you are heading out there on these last few days of the school holidays, take the kids down to the South Coast. You will be rewarded. And if you are finding that price increase of the fuel a bit too much to travel too far, well, like Mike V and Brad has said, the fish are right here. Now, if you are talking about fishing right here, guys, here is Mike V's prediction of what to expect for this weekend.
From what I've seen on the weather, Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday till mid-evening doesn't look too bad. So the guys could be targeting almost anything, from flatfish to grey sharks to bone green, all that sort of thing. Friday night, Saturday should be fine. Then Sunday goes a bit pear-shaped. That'll be more bone green if the guys are going to go out in the rain and that. As long as the sea stays settled, I'm sure there should be quite a bit of bite around this weekend.
And there you have it, a great weekend lined up. Pretty much you can catch anything, whether you are targeting that inedible action or that variety of edibles, get out there. And like I said at the start of my show, go and get onto your boat, because the Garrick are virtually feeding on anything. So guys, that is our report until next week. If you are looking for the visuals of all these catches that we are talking about, go and check out our YouTube channel, Angler News. And if you want a quick report with some visuals of what's been going on in KZN, well, check out our TikTok page. Until next week, I am Vinay Sugrim. Just remember, shad season is closed, so when you are out there and you do happen to get a shad, guys, enjoy the catch, but put him back. Keep your fishing area tidy, because the kids are out and about and learning from you, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.